The Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. Whatever stage your business is at, there's always time to imagine sustainable, positive change. AIB, for the life you're after.
Now, finally, this morning, Christmas arrives in just 19 sleeps for many. The days in between now and around Christmas are joyful and fun, but for some of the more introverted people amongst us, it can be very stressful. So how can the introverts enjoy the festive season? Well, Trinity College Professor Brendan Kelly has been giving it some thought.
Christmas. It's the season of goodwill, glowing lights, and relentless pressure to attend work parties, family gatherings, school concerts, neighbourhood drinks, catch-ups with friends, family dinners, festive lunches, karaoke sessions, charity quizzes and school plays featuring emotional children and parents wearing tinsel. The children, not the parents. For introverts, Christmas does not arrive quietly. It bursts in wearing a novelty jumper and demanding a group photo.
Cheese!
The trouble for introverts isn't that we dislike people. We don't. We just prefer people, like desserts, in sensible proportions.
Yum.
Coffee with one friend, wonderful. Dinner with colleagues, a nightmare. Secret Santa at work, existentially catastrophic. Take the Christmas party. Extroverts see an opportunity to mingle. Introverts see an endurance test. We arrive with a detailed internal plan. Speak to two people, nod sympathetically, and leave as soon as possible. Before dancing, before singing, before group photos, and above all else, before mistletoe. For introverts, survival requires strategy. First, secure a prop. A drink, a plate of finger food, or a phone held thoughtfully at chest level. These items signal pleasantly occupied and discourage lengthy conversations. Second, position yourself carefully. Avoid the centre of any room. Instead, adopt the edge of the sofa lean or hover near the refreshments where quiet nibbling gives you something convincing to do. Third, practice your escape excuses beforehand. These include checking on the babysitter, just a quick call.
Hello.
Refreshing drinks, I'll grab us water. Or the ever versatile, I just need to say hello to someone. If confronted by small talk, deploy neutral responses. Phrases like, that's interesting. Oh, really? And gosh, yes, are socially elastic and can be recycled indefinitely. No one notices. Everyone else is too busy thinking about what they'll say next. Remember, people are fascinated by themselves. The longer you let people talk about themselves, the more fascinating they think you are. At family gatherings, locate your fellow introvert. They will be found doing the washing up long after the dishes are technically clean. Dishwashing provides sanctuary. Warm water, predictable tasks, and blessed silence, punctuated only by cutlery clinks. And always remember the sacred rule of early departure. Leave while everyone still thinks you're there. Slip out just before the conversation gets loud and emotional, before card games turn competitive,
are you cheating?
Before dancing becomes compulsory. Your goal is to vanish gracefully and leave behind a mysterious memory. Slip away. Americans call this an Irish goodbye. The French call it an English goodbye. Either way, it is time for goodbye. Finally, build in Christmas recovery rituals. Long walks alone in winter air. Quiet afternoons with books or films.
To my big brother George, the richest man in town.
Staring peacefully at walls. Introverts do enjoy Christmas, just in curated doses. We love the sparkle, the kindness, the sense of shared celebration. We simply prefer it seasoned with solitude. So this Christmas, if you spot someone clutching a drink near the exit, washing sparkling clean dishes, or staring with horror at mistletoe, give them a smile. They are not unfestive. They are deciding whether they can leave yet. They can.
Professor Brendan Kelly there. Well, that's all we have time for this week. Before we go, we would like to mention Hugh Wallace, a man who regularly featured on this show. He was always so warm, wishy and kind. We'll miss his contributions. Our sympathies to his husband, family and friends. Today's show was produced by Aideen McLaughlin and Emma Laffin. Our broadcast coordinator was Rachel Kelly and Liam Mullen was on sound. Until the next week, thanks for listening. Bye-bye.